Time out for something spiritual. I'm Tony Clarkson and I'm here with Michael G. Racher.
Hi everyone.
Hi Michael, and today's subject is, are you and the world speeding up? Are you and the world speeding up? It certainly feels like it.
It does, and we have to explain, Tony, don't we, that it's not because we are slightly older than we were, because most souls experience the feeling that the world is speeding up as they grow older. You would expect the opposite to be true, in that as people reach retirement age, they have more time to themselves, and therefore time should slow down. But instead, it feels as you grow older as though time is speeding up, and the weeks sort of fly by. But there is a feeling from all ages at the moment that the world is speeding up, that life is getting faster and faster and faster. And there is a reason for this. And the reason is that the world is fed by divine energies, as are we. Divine energy reaches this planet, and in the normal course of things, we should be taking things at leisurely pace, enjoying those energies and living within them, living our lives within them and as a result of them. But if you look at how the world, what the world's attitude is to spirituality at the moment, you can see that spirituality has been deliberately rejected. Any notion of the divine, of God, has been deliberately rejected. And we are instead focusing on only the material. Well, if we focus only on the material, we are tapping into not divine energy, but a reserve of material energy. And that reserve of material energy is finite. So we are using a dwindling amount of energy to keep going at the moment. And as that divine, as that material energy dissipates, it has the effect of speeding things up. We are also being encouraged to speed things up. Don't have time to be quiet. Don't have time to consider your position in the universe and what you are and why you are here. Instead, look at your phone. Instead, look at your computer. Instead, look at the television. Instead, put the music on. Instead, put some input on from somebody. You are encouraged never to be quiet. And you are encouraged to have quite a short attention span too, so that you are always moving on to the next thing. You might click on something on social media, and within 2 minutes you've clicked on something else because you're not satisfied. And you're looking for the next fix and the next fix and the next fix. And the next fix is not something material. The next fix is a reconnection with the divine and with the divine energy that should be flowing through this world and through you. And so the next fix is not a speeding up. The next fix is a slowing down. The next fix is a return to recognition that you are a spiritual being. And as a result of that, taking a breath, allowing that energy that flows from the divine through you to re-establish itself, and allowing that energy to put right what is so wrong in our world at the moment.
Wow. Michael, where did that come from?
Well, it came through, obviously, a higher connection, and that's what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
In order to touch on some of the subjects that we put together for these podcasts, I allow myself to connect to my higher self, to the higher self that is fully aware of divine energy flowing through it and has a greater wisdom as a result. So it's the equivalent of turning away from the phone and turning away from the television and turning away from the computer and turning inwards to that connection with the divine and saying, this is what happens when you connect to the divine. Things slow down and you can appreciate spiritual concepts, you can absorb spiritual concepts, and you can base your life on spiritual concepts for a greater fulfillment and a greater experience of life than you are being presented with at present.
And people have to make the effort, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Because it's almost as though that speed is taking over them.
Yes.
Like you said, they cannot not look at Facebook. They cannot not look at television. I've recently come back from Portugal. And we're gently walking along the beach. We were looking one way and we could hear the lapping of the water. We could see the waves coming in. And I looked the other way and there was this sports bar. Mm. There were 5 television sets that I could see walking past it.
What a contrast, Tony.
Oh, what a contrast.
The natural, the divine, and the man-made, the material.
And both happening at the same time.
Yes.
There I was, right in the middle of it. And
yes.
I think that's happening for a lot of people, where they're surrounded by this speed and feel that it's the way of the future and therefore embrace it.
And have become addicted to it.
And become addicted.
And part of the cold turkey of this is to realise, first of all, that you are addicted to it. You are addicted to it. And that is why many souls... I think the average is 20 seconds between them looking at their mobile phone. And I know that this is true because I do count it. I'm very naughty. There is a bus stop opposite my house and I see people there taking out their mobile phones. And I count and they will put them away and I'll say 18, 19, and on 20, they take them out again and they look at them again. And they are totally absorbed by what is happening, the speed that they are being presented with. They don't talk to each other. They're not aware of each other. They're not aware of where they are. They're not aware of their life. They just know that they have to get this next feed, this next fix.
Michael, it feels like the time is speeding up.
It is.
It feels like that.
It is.
If we as individuals work on putting space into our daily routine, our lives, will that slow down that speeding up effect
yes,
that is actually happening?
We will reintroduce into this world a more measured pace of living. We are speeding up time. We're speeding it up because we desire that speed. And so that is what we are projecting into the atmosphere of this world that is then being fed back to us as more speed. So we have to project something different, as you quite rightly say, a more measured pace into this world in order to slow down the breakneck speed that we're living at the moment. But we also have to reintroduce an acceptance of divine energy, whereas at the moment, as we said earlier, we are living on material energy only. And that is not an infinite supply. And if we continue along this path, we will eventually run out of that energy. And then we will find that we have speeded up time to such an extent that we reach cataclysm.
Whoa. So are you saying that as an individual, as a person, we are angelic?
Yes.
And as an angelic being, whether we like it or not, we create.
Yes, we are part of the
divine. And we create by our thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
And those thoughts are perpetuating that speed.
We decide how this world is as a collective of souls. And the more souls that invest in, for example, the speed of our world and want the speed of our world, that's the important thing, they want this, then that is what is reflected back to us. That is what is created around us. So we have to desire a more measured pace. We have to desire, once again, a spiritually connected pace. And then we begin to reinfuse the world with divine energy and reinfuse our lives with a more measured approach to living here.
Okay, and that would mean what we've said before about leaving time and being quiet, going quiet.
There has to be some disconnection from the speed of our world each day. It is also in the interest of society at the moment to keep us speeding up. Because if we're speeded up and we don't take that time each day, then we're focused on what society dictates we should be rather than what we actually are. And the more souls that rediscover what we actually are, the more they disconnect themselves from the speed of this world and change this world for the better.
So to finish up, Michael, in one sentence, people listening to this podcast, what's the first steps?
The first step is to realize that time is actually speeding up, to realize that we are living on a finite amount of material energy rather than tapping into divine energy, and to step back as much as we can from that speed, allow ourselves time to take breath, and ask that we be guided and inspired by higher vibrations, which we then project outwards into this world and slow things down.
And we need to be doing that now.
Absolutely now. Absolutely
There's
now.
There's no time left.
Like the present.
And yeah, we are no running, time like the present.
And we are running out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. By our choices. Yeah. We have to choose something different. Yeah. We have to choose the original way, the divine way.
Michael, once again, thank you so much for your pearls of wisdom. Are you and the world speeding up? Thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting up with you soon.
As do I.
For all the people listening in, I do hope you've enjoyed it and got something out of it. And again, please join us in the near future. Goodbye and God bless.
Take care. God bless now.